Well, good morning, beloved. And again, thank you for inviting me into your homes so we can share a few moments together on this beautiful Monday morning. Today, we are reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. In today's reading, the Apostle Paul writes to the Corinthians about spiritual gifts. He describes how the Spirit gives God's people special gifts and says that there is one Spirit that offers many gifts, including wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing powers, and more. And God's saving word for us as we begin this week is spiritual renewal. So let's get started reading 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 1. Now concerning what I wrote about the gifts from the Holy Spirit, I want you to know the truth about them, my friends. You know that while you were still heathen, you were led astray in many ways to the worship of lifeless idols. I want you to know that no one who is led by God's Spirit can say a curse on Jesus. And no one can confess Jesus is Lord without being guided by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit gives them. There are different ways of serving, but the same Lord is served. There are different abilities to perform service, but the same God gives ability to all for their particular service. The Spirit's presence is shown in some way in each person for the good of all. The Spirit gives one person a message full of wisdom, while to another person the Spirit gives a message full of knowledge. One and the same Spirit gives faith to one person, while to another person He gives the power to heal. The Spirit gives one person the power to work miracles, to another the gift of speaking God's message, and yet to another the ability to tell the difference between gifts that come from the Spirit and those that do not. One to one person He gives the ability to speak in strange tongues, and to another He gives the ability to explain what is said. But it is one and the same Spirit who does all this as He wishes. He gives a different gift to each person. And today's key verse is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, where Paul writes, "The Spirit's presence is shown in some way in each person for the good of all." And beloved, there are as many different ideas about the gifts of the Spirit as there's got to be different believers. The one thing for us to remember is that St. Paul says that the gifts of the Spirit are given for the edification, the education, the encouragement of the whole church. And if the what is being said or what is being done in the name of the Spirit of God is not building up the whole church, but is maybe just being a point of pride in somebody's life, well, then that's not a gift of the Holy Spirit. Remember, God gives to each of us upon our salvation the earnest of the Holy Spirit. And however we give ourselves to the leading of the Holy Spirit will determine how much the Holy Spirit, and when I say that, God through the Holy Spirit, is able to do in our lives. Let's pray. Loving God, You are generous and kind in bestowing the gift of Your Holy Spirit on all who follow You. Teach me to manifest this presence of Your Spirit within me in ways that reflect Your love and care. Amen. Well, all too soon, our time together on this Monday morning has come to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 12 through 31, where the Apostle Paul teaches about the church as the body of Christ with many parts. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you and your family, is my prayer.